Whatever you want, we don't care, to, you know, posted warning, keep out. But, you know, the council doesn't operate at that basic level. There are certain, you know, internal and external pressures and restrictions and things that shape what the county, what terms and conditions the county is going to set. You know, internal things like insurance. You know, the county may look at a piece of property and say, we'll allow activity X, but we're not going to accept the financial risk that goes along with activity X. You know, therefore, if you're going to do X, you have to have insurance, and it's got to be this much and this kind. You know, the county owns a piece of property, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, there's a dog training club that uses that property. And, you know, we either have, you know, insurance or, you know, a waiver of some kind to protect the county's interests and you know, financial risks in doing that. So there's internal pressures like that kind of, you know, starts to give shape to the, you know, what the terms and conditions that the county is going to set. There's external pressures, things like state and federal laws that they have to abide by, you know, like environmental laws. You know, sure, we'll allow you to use the property for such and such, but, you know, don't dump stuff in the ditch or, you know, use it as a toxic waste dump or something. You know, these are all kind of pressures on the council for, you know, what that spectrum of terms and conditions can be. You know, the council doesn't give up their right to set terms and conditions. You know, they just have to meet those different demands. The big pressure that we have with this property is the FAA, because we've accepted money over the years. You know, we have an agreement with the FAA and some obligations, the things that, again, kind of give shape to the terms and conditions and the, you know, that spectrum of terms and conditions that the council can set. You know, our grant assurances, and you all got a copy of it. You know, those put, you know, restrictions on what the county can do out here. The biggest one that affects us for tonight is number 22, which says that the county will make this property available for use as an airport by the public on reasonable and not unjustly discriminatory terms to all types, kinds, and classes of aeronautical activity, including commercial aeronautical activities that provide services to the public. You know, so that, again, that kind of starts to shape things. You know, the county can't decide not to use this as an airport. It's got to be an airport. They don't give up their right to set terms and conditions for the use, but now those terms and conditions have to be reasonable and not unjustly discriminatory. Again, it can be anything from, you know, one end of the spectrum to the other, you know, within that box now that we're building. You know, of, you know, you can say we don't require insurance, you can come out and do whatever you want, you don't need business hours or anything like that. As long as that's reasonable and not unjustly discriminatory, we've met the FAA requirements. Now what you did last year, except for Rick, you know, is to look at a set of terms and conditions that the council to adopt for the public's use of the property, pretty much for everything except for the commercial aeronautical activities. We called those terms and conditions rules and regulations. The thing that we're going to start picking up with now is the commercial aeronautical activities, and we're going to call those terms and conditions minimum standards. You know, and again, they can be anything that you decide you think they ought to be, as long as they fit within all of those different pressures and influences that the county has to deal with. You know, that you know, like insurance and, you know, the financial liabilities that the county may think we have, or, you know, environmental, or, you know, the reasonable standard, you know, they can't be unjustly discriminatory. As long as it fits in that box, it can be anything that you want it to be. There's no requirement for it to be put on paper, but the requirement is there that the way that the council treats the